The musicians, wonderful. Thank you, and the singers. Well, as Vicar of Christchurch and on behalf of our church family, I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you for coming out in the cold and joining us in this amazing occasion. We're so pleased that you're here. As a child growing up, one of my favorite stories was Peter Pan. You may remember the boy who never grew up, but instead lived in the magic Neverland with a group of other children known as the Lost Boys. Children who felt they could not go home. J.M. Barrie wrote the novel in the opening years of the 20th century, and that little phrase, lost boys, resonated across Edwardian society. And even as I say those words, I imagine many of us will be drawn to recent news reports of other children lost tragically. I'd like to invite you just to join me in a few moments of stillness in their memory. But as I read the names that have made the headlines, we remember that those names represent literally millions of children at risk around our world. Here in the UK, in Afghanistan, and in so many nations, children who tonight will go to bed alone, hungry, and afraid. So let me read a few names. Let us pause to remember. Ava, age 12. Arthur, aged 6. Star, aged just 16 months. Kyson and Bryson, Layton and Logan, two pairs of twins, aged 4 and 3. Let's remember them together, honor their memory, and pray for the millions of others around our world. Let's be still together for just a few moments. It's perhaps easy to acknowledge the darkness of our world in stories like those, but I certainly find it harder to acknowledge my own need of light to dispel the darkness that at times is within me. As a child, Neverland seemed an idyllic setting with the stories of a secret hideaway, a life of adventures, battles with pirates. And yet within the Lost Boys and even within Peter himself, there is a deep, deep longing for home. And so if you remember, Peter spends his nights listening at windows as mothers tell their children bedtime stories so that he can remember them and tell them to the lost boys back in Neverland. And one night, Peter is discovered by a girl, Wendy, who flies back to Neverland with Peter and her two young brothers. Her parents, of course, are distraught, and from that moment on, they always leave a window open, longing for her return. Peter Pan was first written as a play, and the theatres picked up. At this moment in the drama, they would sight a lighted candle in that window, picking up an ancient tradition of the Christmas candle that crosses all cultures, a symbol of longing for the person, the loved one who is absent, and a sign that there is someone at home waiting for them. Solomon, King Solomon, 3,000 years ago, recognized as one of the wisest people ever to live, wrote these words, God has set eternity in the human heart. In other words, there is a longing within us for some greater reality that, as Christians, we believe only God can satisfy. I found over the years that that longing manifests itself in almost as many ways as there are people, but I've yet to meet anyone who is completely satisfied with life as it is. St. John talks about Jesus as light and life, two words which we will sing in just a moment in the carol that will close this evening's carol service. For Christians, Jesus is a light to help us see the world around us. For me, Jesus illuminates the three big questions that every human wrestles with, that every philosophy and religion is based around. Why am I here? How must I live while I'm here? And what happens to me when I am no longer here? For Christians, what happened in Bethlehem on that first Christmas changed everything. Now God had skin in the game, becoming himself a child at risk of being lost. in order that he might seek the lost of this world and bring them home to spend life with God. The story of Peter Pan ends with Wendy, Michael, and John, her brothers, safe home with their parents, and the parents offering a home to the lost boys, except Peter, who remains resolutely on the other side of the window. Like Wendy's parents, like all good parents, our Heavenly Father leaves the window open for you and for me, for anyone who wants to find life with him. And when we begin seeking, Jesus lights the way home for us. And that's why we gather to sing carols to him. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild, he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Let's sing together. Hark the herald, angels sing.